Paid non-attorney spokesperson paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention military vets and current soldiers who served between 2002 to 2016. Have you or a loved one suffered hearing loss or tinnitus after serving or while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces? You may be entitled to compensation. 3M, the manufacturer of earplugs made for combat, recently paid the government $9.1 million to settle a False Claims Act case for knowingly selling these defective earplugs. If you or a loved one suffered hearing loss due to defective earplugs, call us now for a free case review. Call 800-211-5509. That's 800-211-5509.
Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline. Don't forget that you want to call into the program and participate in any number of ways that's comfortable for you, mainly because we're in the middle of our cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway. Been on the air for 24 years and doing this almost every single year with thousands and thousands of dollars worth of goodies to share with you. And we always have to say no promises, no guarantees, but let us know of the items we've listed on the summer giveaway post at intotomorrow.com. Let us know perhaps two or three of the items that you think you can use best. We'll do our best to try to get one of those items to you. It's that easy, and that's how it works. And all you need to do is be heard on the air. It's that simple. What number do you call, you ask? And when can you call? How about any time at your convenience, 24/7, day or night, whenever you think of something? 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. Call in, win stuff with our big summer giveaway. Our next guest is with a foundation that builds mortgage-free smart homes for our most catastrophically injured U.S. service members. And we thought, how appropriate, especially during our 4th of July weekend broadcast, to bring this important message to you. He's Senior Director for Gold Star Family Home and Smart Home Program with the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation. It's got to be one of the longest intros I've done in a while. John Ponte. John, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
Doing fine, thank you. And we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. But even more, we appreciate what you guys do for our veterans. And give us an idea a little bit more about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. And then let's get into what you're doing specifically with smart homes and tech and all that good stuff.
Well, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is located in New York City. We are an organization that got involved with helping veterans back in 2010, when the first surviving quad amputee from Iraq was from our hometown of Staten Island. Frank Siller, who's the CEO of the foundation, had heard about Brendan and wanted to give him a home to come home to. So at the time, Frank Siller went down to Walter Reed Medical Center and approached Brendan, told him about the house. Brendan eventually accepted the offer and came back. Frank came back to Staten Island and put it in the local newspaper. At the time, I was in the home automation business, selling my products to people. I hate to say toys, but you know, it was really, you know, luxury items back then.
Sure.
And I felt that some of the products that we were offering as luxury items could actually give some independence back to a service member who was missing multiple limbs. So we had approached the Siller Foundation, explained some of the products that we had. Frank agreed to allow us to install them into the first home. We tried it and then got some feedback from the recipient, and he had acknowledged that this stuff was actually helping him live a more of an independent life. So Frank wanted to offer this in every home that we built.
And you mentioned this stuff. What kinds of stuff were you able to be putting in at that point even that was clearly changing a veteran's life?
Well, for you know, when I approach these projects, each project's done a little differently depending on the injury of the recipient of the home. But if an individual is missing hands, it makes it extremely difficult to turn on lights. So we're offering either a Control 4 system or a Crestron system that has motion sensors on the ceilings that are turning lights on and off of the room for them. You know, those motion sensors were programmed to also adjusting temperature as they come into a room. Temperature is a big thing with amputees. We lose most of our body heat through our limbs. And if you're missing your limbs, your core temperature is probably 4 to 5 degrees warmer than somebody who has their limbs.
Oh, wow.
So temperature is extremely, extremely important to the individuals, the recipients. So we actually, when we build the homes, we set up the homes with multi-zone HVAC so that he can go into one room and adjust the temperature down to 64, 65, but to somebody else, where it lives, that's pretty cold. So we allow them to go into other rooms in the house and have different temperatures throughout the house, and they're controlling this through iPads and iPhones, tablets, smartphones.
Mm-hmm. And I would imagine these days, too, even smart speakers, because if limbs are the problem or the lack of limbs are the problem, then obviously if you have speech capability, you can then issue those kinds of commands, whether it's lights on and off or temperature up or down or any number of things, open and close the drapes or the blinds. There's some incredible things that help just any of us regularly, but imagine the impact to changing lives of these wounded veterans. I think that's amazing.
Yes, we're actually involved in getting ready to start a project now for a double amputee who's also blind. So one of the challenges that I'm going through now is getting Alexa to do everything in the home and to give him some type of feedback that it's done, because obviously he can't see what's happening, and he has to know that the doors are locked and shades are down and stuff like that. So we're depending on Alexa to really guide him through this home automation.
Wow. And all of this is only, I'm assuming, for veterans, for those who have sacrificed, first responders, military, what have you?
Yes, it's all the military guys at the time. I run two programs. I run a program for catastrophically injured service personnel, and we're currently also running the Gold Star program, which we donate homes to the spouses of somebody who was killed in action.
Wow. That's amazing. Kudos for you guys being able to do that. I'm looking at your website, too, tunnel2towers.org. $100 million allocated to various programs, 350,000 visitors to the 9/11 mobile exhibit, 93% direct to programs. Now, not many organizations can talk about donated money, 93% of which, correct me if I'm wrong now, is actually going to the programs to help these people. It's not being lost in administrative costs or something.
That's exactly right. And that number is comes from Charity Navigator, which is an organization that through audits and monitoring measures and calculates what we're putting back into the cause. And I tell you, 93, we're very proud of 93 cents to every dollar. It's a little tough. Our employees, they feel it, but we're all in here for good cause, and we all understand that, and we do what we have to do.
How many homes, John, have you guys actually been able to build so far?
Currently, we have 85 homes either completed or in the process of being completed this year.
Nice. And, of course, you are being the senior director for Family Home and the Smart Home Program, no doubt putting in whatever smart home elements would most help them.
Correct.
And the kinds of things that you continue to put in and products that you find most useful would include such things as we've talked about before, but I'm sure there's some unusual things as well that make a big difference.
Well, the two biggest items that the guys are excited about are the automated doors. To be in a wheelchair and to open up a door, there's a lot of struggles involved. When you pull on a door that's sealed properly, it's a little tight. When you pull on it, your wheelchair kind of moves right to left. It's difficult.
Yeah.
And if you're missing an arm and you're carrying a package and you try to navigate unlocking a door, it can be pretty tough. So we do a card access system that just allows them to either punch in a code or use a key fob, and the door opens automatically for them. And the second thing that we do is a motorized stove lift, which allows the stove to come from standard countertop height down to 30 inches. So if they want to cook, which a lot of guys do, and we actually learned this on one of the first houses we did. We had I was working with one of the recipients, and he went to see what was going on inside the pot that was on the stove, but from his wheelchair could not see inside the pot.
Jeez, yeah,
so
things that we would not generally think about. It's like you have to stop and think about someone who's confined to a wheelchair. How do they do that?
Yes.
And this is why you've now been able to do things like modifying the level of an oven or a stove.
Yes. A lot of people say, well, yeah, great, he could turn a light off with his iPhone. But, you have to think about the process for a guy that's missing his legs. He gets in bed. you know, to get into bed means you've got to access the bed from the wheelchair, which is normally a little bit higher, so it's a little bit of a struggle to get in. And then you get in bed and you discover that the light is on the other side of the house. You have to repeat that whole process, which to them could take 3 to 5 minutes just to get from the bed back into the chair.
Yeah.
Then you got to wheel yourself across the house to turn the light off, wheel yourself back again, and struggle to get back into bed.
Wow.
So some of the items that we take, you know, for granted, we can control a light by an iPhone, it's a big thing for them.
Oh, for sure. It's not just, like for the rest of us, a matter of convenience or, oh, darn, I left that light on. Oh, but wait, I have technology, you know, Google Home, Alexa, whatever, turn off the light, do something like that. But it makes a huge difference for someone, as you've described, and especially those catastrophically injured U.S. service members. It's awesome to be able to do things to help them. And I would guess, John, that the response you're getting from these service members has been terrific. I mean, one would assume that they've been able to talk about the incredible difference in their lives.
Yes. I have to tell you that I've been involved for 8 years now, and it was one night we were on a private jet coming back from an event with two of the recipients, and it was dark in the plane, so we started to fall asleep, and the two guys were talking to each other, and the conversation was, I can't wait to get back home so that I could live comfortably again. You know, when you're on the road, you're in a hotel room, things are just inconvenient all the way, but the house is set up where they can come in and just function as needed. You know, and we adjust everything. The doorways are all 36 inches wide, so wide enough, so when he goes through a wheelchair, he doesn't have to worry about ripping his hands.
Yeah.
You know, closet shelving is lowered for them. You know, the toilets are in the house, so fully automatic toilets, washing, drying, deodorizing. Seat lifts up and closes on its own. It senses as you approach it. You know, bathtubs are designed with a transfer station so that you pull up with your chair, you transfer onto a bench, and then with grab bars you can lower yourself down to the tub.
Mm.
Our showers are 5x5 internal, so they're 5 feet by 5 feet. We build teak wood benches into them with slots in them so that the water doesn't build up onto the bench and then get cold when the central air is running, so the water just drains right through the bench. But teak wood does not split there, so they're able to transfer from the wheelchair onto the bench and pull themselves around in the shower and function without bringing the wheelchair into the shower and getting it wet.
Wow. Wow, you guys are thinking of everything, and that is so important to these injured service members, that kudos to you. But what can we all do, and our listeners, to help your efforts?
Well, the biggest thing that people could do is help support us with the $11 a month donation. If you go to our website, we have a way that you could sign up and just donate $11 a month to help us continue this mission that we're on, to help and give all our injured service personnel a nice home to live into.
And $11 a month, we can certainly all do that to support our heroes with a simple monthly pledge, knowing that 93% of that is going right to them to actually be helpful. And it's not like, oh, great, you know, 20 cents on my dollar is actually being useful to them. No, 93% of it. And that's amazing, and you guys deserve all kinds of credit for what you are doing. Continue to do that good work, and we'll continue to help promote it for you.
We thank you very much for your support.
It's our pleasure. Tunnel2towers.org. Tunnel2towers.org. You'll see it right there. Click on it. Sign up now for at least the 11 a month. Obviously, if you can do more, please do, because you've heard John talk about everything that they are doing to help these catastrophically injured service members of ours, and they deserve every bit of it. So at least try to sign up for the $11 a month. It does, in fact, go a long way, as you just heard. I'm Dave Graveline. Be sure to visit us at intotomorrow.com. We'll link you to Tunnel to Towers and all of our guests as we continue here on the Advanced Media Network.